Good evening, everyone. I want to extend a warm welcome to all of our listeners to the International Black Summit Blog Talk Radio Show. Happy New Year. I hope you all had a wonderful, wonderful start for 2011. Now, what we'll do first, as we do every Sunday, is I will read the Declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. Atlanta, Georgia, January 2nd, 2011. North, south, east, and west. Moment of silence, please. Okay. I am pleased to announce the team that hosts the show every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have Henrietta in Chicago. We have Glenn in New York. Acacia, I believe she's still in Huntsville, Alabama, but she resides in Japan. We have Jerry in New York, Claire in New Jersey, and myself, your host this evening, Jill, in Atlanta, Georgia. How's everybody doing?
I'm good, sister. How you feel?
I'm doing good. All right, I'm just going to explain for those of you that do not know about the summit. The purpose of the International Black Summit is to provide an opportunity for participants to bring into being their vision for the black community and the world. And what that says to me is that I am given the chance, the International Black Summit is giving me the chance to be the vision that I have created for myself in the present, not for the future, but in the present, the vision I have created for myself, for my community. Now, with that said, we're going to introduce the topic of our show. As you all know, it's the new year, 2011, and this evening we are going to share and interact with each other about your new year traditions, resolutions, myths, and discuss what the new year really means to you. But before we get started, I want to inform you about our annual conference. The International Black Summit will host its 21st annual conference in Chicago. It will be August 4th to the 7th, and for more information about the International Black Summit, we really encourage you to go to www.blacksummit.org. And for all of our listeners, the call-in number is 646-716-9827, and if you want to just listen, you can call in 218-862-6420, and the PIN number is 7974834#. Or you can go to our website and listen, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Black Summit. All right. Now, as you all know, it is a new year, which in many cases means a new beginning, whether it's your finances, or relationship, employment, health, moving to a different country or a different state or around the corner, or a change within your mindset. At any rate, the new year is supposed to be about a new you. Before you start on the new you, there are a lot of traditions out there that I'm sure you are familiar with that have crept up over the years that are supposed to help us reach our goal. Now I'm going to read a few that some of my friends have shared with me, and then we will check in to see if any of you want to share some of your New Year tradition or resolutions. And for all of you that want to share, all you have to do is hit 1 on your phone, and that will show us that you are raising your hand and you want to share. So here are 3. One of my friends said she opens the back door to allow the old year to escape before opening the front door. Another one says she tries to pay all her bills so she can start off with a clean slate. And another friend, I never heard of this one, she says she places a horseshoe under her pillow as a good luck charm. That was different. Now, is there anyone out there that would like to share their New Year tradition or resolution?
Well, Jill, this is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi. Well, my New Year resolution is to expand my vision, expand my show that I hosted throughout the world.
Okay.
To be a better servant to our community globally. That's all I want to do. Expand my vision and conversation. Always make sure so I could be in the space.
Very good. Very good. That's powerful, Jay. And that's great, because once we finish sharing, when people want to come in and share and talk about their traditions or resolutions, what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to do a 360, meaning that I'm going to loop the declaration that we read in the beginning of the show, and I'm going to elaborate on how the declaration of the International Black Summit has been and will be the foundation for my New Year resolution and tradition now and for years to come. So that was a perfect segue. Is there anyone else out there that would like to share their New Year tradition or resolution?
Yes, this is Glenn Greenwich, and I don't have a whole lot of superstitions that I adhere to, but I did look some up, and I found some interesting things on the Internet.
Cool.
You shared 3 of them that I thought were a little bit that are probably some of the most popular ones. But I'll share with you some that I thought were interesting. So one of the things that I found is they talk about starting your year right by doing some things or not doing some things at the first of the year. So one of the things was to avoid crying on New Year's Day. You will shed less tears throughout the year, which I thought was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Another one was don't let anything break or you'll experience larger damage of some sort.
Okay.
So there's something about, I guess, bringing bad luck or, breaking things and so on and so forth. This next one, it was real interesting. Find a tree and dance in a circle around it to experience new love and no illness. So that was
like
one of the other things.
That is different. I like that. I like that a lot.
And then if you must work, be sure to accomplish one thing exceptionally well, as this is an indication that you'll complete more successful projects throughout the year.
Oh, very good, very good. I think that's important, especially if you're like me, I'm a procrastinator. But it's true, you set what you do on the first, they say that that's what's going to predict the next 364 days.
Right.
That's great. Any others?
Yeah, here's another interesting one. If you want to take a vacation, carry a suitcase across the street, and a trip will be right around the corner.
All right, well, okay, I'm going to do that tonight. I am going to do that tonight.
I got a couple other ones. Keep the fires burning until the stroke of midnight, January 2nd. So keep that fire going but tend only to your hearth. Don't stir up the embers in a neighbor's fireplace. So there's something about keeping the fires going in your fireplace.
That's right, stay on your own side of the road, okay.
And then this one, now this one is a little strange. I was kind of surprised about this one. It said, leave doing dishes and laundry for another day to avoid a death in the family. So there's something about dishes and laundry that will provoke death in the family.
That is different because usually people say, you know, I cleaned the house, I did the laundry, I cleaned the dog, and I'm ready for the new year. It's like cleaning is the biggest thing.
Well, this is things to be done on the first day of the new year to influence your day. So they're saying start off the day with leaving your dishes and laundry. Kind of interesting. Here's another one that's kind of cute.
Okay.
Wear new clothes, especially if they're red. This will assure many months of happiness. Now.
Oh, wow. Well, see, I'm an AKA, so I don't own anything red.
Well, you know, one of the things is that I know that the Chinese, for the Chinese New Year, wear red. So I think that has something to do with their tradition of wearing red. So I thought that was kind of that's kind of interesting.
Okay. Now, what about food?
Well, food, I've got a couple for food as well. So, black-eyed peas, for some people, brings wealth and a lot of luck. But other people say that those peas are only worth pennies, and what they believe is to have cabbage, spinach, or other greens, and that will bring them luck.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the greens. They always say greens and black-eyed peas.
Yeah. Now, this is a Spanish and Latin conversation, and what they do is they eat 12 grapes, one for every month, and that's to bring prosperity and luck. And you eat a grape at the stroke of the hour. So every time, So that's something to bring prosperity and luck. Now, this one is another one. I really got a big smile on my face on this one. Pork. So what they say is they eat a meal of pork because pigs cannot go backwards. So consuming ham keeps you moving forward throughout the year. Interesting,
wow. Huh? That is very interesting. I never heard of that.
Being the animal lover that I am, I'm gonna pursue and find out if this is true because I believe that's correct that pigs can't go backwards because I've never seen a pig actually go backwards. I've seen them go forward, but never go backward like other animals. So I'm gonna check that one out to see if that's really true or not. But I've got about four completely bizarre things that January 1st has to do with the wind. So how the wind blows on January 1st may affect aspects of your life. Now, this one I thought was a little far removed, but, this is a myth or superstition. So if the northern wind is blowing on the 1st of January, means plenty of bad weather ahead. If a southern wind is blowing, it means discreet prosperity. Now, winds from the west will bring both death of a well-known figure, but also signal that you'll have plenty of fish and milk throughout the year. I don't know how they got that one.
Okay.
And then winds from the east are the worst and precipitous to widespread disaster. So those are some of the things, some of the superstitions that I've heard, the one of the other ones that I hadn't mentioned yet that was actually from Scotland that I've actually heard people say, and it's interesting because I didn't know it was from Scotland. It's called First Footing. So the first person to cross your threshold after midnight on New Year's Eve will either bring you great joy or a certain risk. You know, I've heard women say that they want a single man to be the first one across their threshold, you know, and variations of that. But the first footing actually comes from Scotland originally. And, of course, we've adapted and made things a little different. Iranians make a lot of noise with pots and pans. That's their tradition for the new year. And Ireland, they bake Christmas bread, then slap it against the wall for New Year's. So clearly, there are lots and lots and lots and lots of different myths and different things that people do to generate and create prosperity and a good way of being for the new year. I'm a little old-fashioned. I like intentionality, and that's something that the International Black Summit talks about quite a bit in terms of declaring yourself and declaring your vision for yourself, which is one of the things that Jerry spoke to earlier.
Right.
It's declaring yourself and having some intentionality on having that vision come into fruition. So for me, that's where I'm going to stand and hold that some projects that I'm working on are actually going to be fulfilled, and not like a resolution, but like a stand for the rest of my life around taking care of my well-being, improving the income stream, the cash flow, and also putting together a youth leadership academy. So those are some of the things that I'm working on and effectively having to have happen in the year 2011.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing not only the different traditions or the different resolutions and traditions that other countries do, but sharing and bringing it back to the Declaration of the International Black Summit. I really, really appreciate that, because that declaration in itself is so powerful, and that's something I'm going to elaborate on a little bit, but I do want to give some other people the chance. Is there anyone in the oxygen room? Or has anyone raised their hand?
Hold on, let me check it out. Is there anybody that want to make a comment in the oxygen room?
Well, I just opened up Henrietta's mic. So, Henrietta, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody. Happy New Year to
everyone.
Happy New Year.
Our family tradition was to go to church and Christmas Eve, and we it was called a watch service, and we sat in church and, you know, fiddled. As a child, you just kind of fiddled around until midnight, and then you prayed, you know, then you said the prayer, and then you went home, and we went because all the other children in the neighborhood went. So, we knew we would have fun if it was just getting in trouble for talking or something because we weren't supposed to. My sister just told me, I was talking to her, and she just said after a while my mother would allow us to go with other people. And there was a Catholic church, I guess, two blocks away. And so our friends who were Catholic, when we started going to midnight mass, the mass didn't start till 12. See, ours ended at 12, or right after 12. But theirs didn't start until 12. But I just remember being a teenager then. And the interesting thing was when you walked into the church, all you could smell was alcohol. You could just smell alcohol all over the church because people would leave the party and go to church, and then they go back to the party, you know, because people were, in those days, we would call people good Catholics. You know, they did everything they were supposed to do. I mean, and they would just cut up all week, and then they go to confession on the weekend and start over again the next week. But that was one of our traditions, and I can remember first it was just black eyed peas. Now,
right.
Eyed peas were for luck, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can remember people would say, yeah, but you got to have greens because greens are for money, and if you want money during the year, then you got to cook black eyed, you know, got to cook greens. And so I can remember one time my two girlfriends saying, well, if I got money, I don't need luck, so I'm not cooking black-eyed peas. I'm cooking greens. And it was always some controversy over, you know, like in the different households, but most households in Chicago had both. They had greens and black-eyed peas and 100 other things as well, you know. I have one friend who makes eggnog, and they make eggnog for New Year's. New Year's Day, but it was always a day for Beard West football, you know, Beard West, and lots of food, of course. Some of the superstitions, I guess, that I've heard were, you know, like you said about having your house clean, having your laundry done, you know, that those different things, but I like the one Glenn introduced about, you know, not doing things, because I didn't have dirty dishes in my sink, but I had dirty clothes, different things, and so, but I know we would always want to be with, like as young adults, it was always like, you got to be with somebody you want to be with all year, so we'd make sure at midnight, if we were at a party, that we were dancing with, you know, that special person. So that, because we thought we were going to make it happen just because we were standing next to them or, you know, or whatever. But that was one thing, like whoever you were with at midnight, that's who you were going to be with the rest of the year. And just some things I just remember. You know, fun. New Year's is always just fun. Laughter, you know. Just family, you know.
Right.
A lot of that. And but I guess that's about it. I don't remember any superstitions, New Year's superstitions, you know, other than those.
Okay. Well, thank you, Henrietta, for sharing. That was great. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone else out there that would like to share? Anyone else raising their hand, Glenn, or anyone in the oxygen room, Jerry?
Let me check, and I want to share something. I just made this one up. If there's anybody in the oxygen room that want to make a comment, well, I guess not. Well, I made one just now, and this is the way I feel. Before you deal with somebody else's backyard, clean up your own.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Always look at yourself first.
That's right. Always thinking about I.
Very good. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you all sharing. We'll get other people a chance to share in a minute. What I'm going to do now is I want to share with you when I felt my new year actually began. And when I say this, I'm literally talking about a level of freedom and peacefulness that I've never felt before within myself. And you know that certain expectation that you feel you should have on the 1st of January every year, that feeling of, oh, that's the feeling that I'm talking about. That's the only word I can.
Yeah.
So Well, that's what I'm talking about. That feeling of change, unconditional love, acceptance, forgiveness of self and others, love for myself and others, and no worries occurred for me in Baltimore. For me, this was at the International Black Summit 20th annual event, which was held at the Sojourner Douglas College and was August 5th through the 8th. So I feel that my new year occurred that weekend in 2010, and it carried me to where I am today. And this event, as I stated before, was my new beginning. That was my new year. I attended the prerequisite course, which is, of course, a course that all new attendees must attend. And in the prerequisite course, I learned several distinctions, such as self-generation, know out there, authentic listening, know right way to be, clearing, declaring, trigger, and others. Now, I was given the tools, and I felt good learning and using them, but it takes work, especially once you leave the conference and go home. So now back to the New Year tradition. One tradition that I just thought was great was the International Black Summit Radio Team, and I hope we continue with this, is we called everyone on the conference line at 11 p.m., and we just talked and laughed, and people were kind of sharing their funny stories at the conference, and we wished everyone a happy New Year. Another tradition that is that we all attend the annual conference, and we have our Monday morning conference call. And pretty much we overall constantly support one another. And these traditions are on a continuous basis, and they are reminders that I am always supported throughout the entire year, not just one day out of the year. So in a nutshell, if your New Year, say your January 1st, 2011, wasn't what you expected to be, you can change that. You don't have to live up to the hype and the expectation. Your new year can start right now. It is a mindset, and hopefully your new year, your new beginning, and your mindset, if you have not attended an annual conference, could start in August of this year. Now, is there anyone out there that would like to share, and anyone that has attended the conference? I know we have our radio host team on the line as well, but is there anyone out there that has attended the conference prerequisite, or just a share in their community that they would like to discuss and maybe kind of talk about how it made you feel and how it's making you feel at the present moment?
This is Henrietta.
Okay.
I kind of share that New Year's, that August New Year, you know, for me, Baltimore was that way also. And there were so many things that happened in Baltimore for me that I paid attention to. You know, the summit is something that, you know, you have to pay attention to when you leave, you know, because it happens. The summit occurs. And then what you do with the summit, you know, is kind of up to you. And the more you are in contact with those who have attended the summit, the more you can keep it going, you know. And so, you know, by us having the Monday calls and there's about two or three other calls that I'm on sometimes, some weeks I should say, and the conversations that we have, it keeps the summit alive. You know, it's like the declaration. You know, we find ourselves in it when we are in those conversations that remind us of who we are being or who we aren't being. Mm-hmm. And it gives us the opportunity, like you just invited others, it gives us the opportunity to be in any given moment. You know, we can change and say, oh, okay, I forgot about that. You know, I wasn't paying attention to that distinction. You know, and I can go from moping about something to being powerful about that same exact thing because I'm in, you know, when I step into the power of the declaration or I step into the power of one of the distinctions, you know. And so I had that experience as well, Jill, in August, But I've also experienced it this year, 2011, because we were on that call as a gathering, you know, Friday night, New Year's Eve. And it put me in a place to truly let go of everything that had occurred, you know, everything, the good, the stuff I labeled not good, even though it was really better than the good was. Because it pushed me to do a particular thing, a particular way, you know, being on the facilitator body, being, you know, working with the extreme facilitator body where I'm required, I require myself to do things that are unpredictable or like they have unpredictable results. And so this, you know, this summit conversation is just, you know, we're really kind of low key about it, but it's such a powerful organization of people, of like-minded people who intend to be contributions to the community. You know, just intention, working on our vision, working on what we intend to do, to be a stand for each other, to be what they, you know, have been divinely directed to do is an amazing experience, you know. And I invite everyone to come to Chicago August 4th through the 7th this year and participate, you know, in the International Black Summit. You gotta be there. You know, it's like an experience you will never, ever forget, you know. But that's, you know, I just wanted to say that. And, I mean, just in the last 2 days, you know, just be with what is. That's our charge from Baltimore. Be with what is. Doesn't mean stop doing anything. It doesn't mean not to do anything. It means be with what is and how empowered we become when we be with what is, whether we like it or not. Just be with it for those moments. And then after we be with it, it empowers us to move on from it. And when you can do that in any given moment, you are powerful beyond belief, you know. So anyway, that's all. I'll stop. I'll stop because I could talk about that forever.
That was great. And like you said, that the call – that we were on at 11 o'clock just to bring in the new year with the team. That was so, you know, we were just having fun, just talking, just knowing the support. It was just a reminder that evening to me of the support and the love and the family that I have from here on out. That was just perfect. That was perfect. Thank you, Henrietta, for sharing. Is there anyone else that would like to share?
Like, can let me check anybody in the oxygen room on my sister to see anybody wants to share. There's anybody in the oxygen room that wants to share? I guess. Well, I want to share something that you're talking about, Baltimore. I know for me, that when my body was in Baltimore, I felt that I was in Africa. I felt that my ancestors were talking to me that, hey, the summit is all right. I felt myself when I was dancing, if you remember, I was moving. I felt that I was dancing with my ancestors. I was thinking about my father. I was thinking about everybody, you know, that made that transition. And I feel that I was dancing for them, make them know that I'm okay. And it seems that wherever I did in the summit, you know, that was my summit. I felt myself evolving. I felt myself was engaging. And I was, it was okay, you know, be surrounded by dynamic people in a prerequisite, you know, to understand that these are people going to be a part of my life. And I tell anybody that listening right now, you know, like Henrietta said, the only way you're going to notice something, you
only if you will feel it, you have to be there. You have to feel it. You have to know it yourself. You have to go through the process, because that's the only way that you see yourself transforming. You see yourself doing things that you never thought that you know. But long as the why I get for it is like when you put God first in your life, and then you understand the distinctions. And one of the things that bring up to me, as I already told you, Joe, and the rest of the team, is the big eye. I love the being big eye. The little eye to me don't mean nothing to me, because that means it's limit my vision of my space that I want to expand. I want to be big eye. I want to expand. I want to be in charge. You know, it's up to me to expand my vision and bring the conversation to others. And I feel that's very important, that I'm in this train and I'm stopping every stop. And I feel myself that every time I get off that stop, I'm bringing a conversation to our community, and I'm getting back on that train. And I stop another stop. See, I feel like this, to me, being the summit, it's a journey. It never, but see, when you get to a certain journey, it stops. No, being the summit, it's an eternal journey. You keep on going. You keep on expanding. It's like you can just keep on stacking your conversation to expand your vision. And that's what the summit is all about. It's this eternal journey for me. And I love it.
That's great, Jerry. Thank you so much. And I had the privilege of actually being in the prerequisite and meeting Jerry, Glenn, Henrietta, Claire, everyone that last year in August. And then just being a part, I just became a part of the radio show. I remember Shakesha was talking to me while at the summit saying, we have a radio show and maybe you would like to volunteer. And I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I went to Baltimore, and I had no idea what I was getting myself into when I joined the radio show, but there's no such thing as a coincidence. And this has been wonderful, because the show and the support and everything that I get from people that from the team, I'm in the conversation we're constantly talking about Black Summit. I read the declaration every morning. We read it on our conference calls, and it's just a constant reminder. And it is something where once you attend the annual event, it is something where you have to immerse yourself into it once you leave the annual event. It is work, and you connect with people that are part of the summit that will work with you and will continue to remind you that the power is within you. And what's interesting, when I attended the conference, I was thinking it was a conference where it was people of African descent that go out and do all this community service for the community. And it was ways of generating ideas and how we can generate resources and maybe develop a directory of resources. I just had this totally different vision. And what it is the summit. You have to start with yourself. You have to build yourself before you can go out and help anybody, communicate with anybody, uplift anybody, empower anybody. So the summit is about what are you doing for yourself and how you see yourself, because how you see yourself based on what your vision is, that's how you're going to be perceived by others. So in the declaration alone, the words that stand out, and these words are words that pretty much we say at the beginning of a new year. We declare, we assert, we stand, or I declare, I assert, I stand. And it goes back 360 to I declare again. And these are powerful words that hold so much meaning to me. And these are also words that may have been spoken again as regards to change or transformation. Now, if you just joined us, we are talking about our New Year resolution and traditions. And I am also tying in the fact that our new year can start at any time throughout the year. It does not have to start on January 1st, although it's lovely. But it does not have to start on January 1st. Mine started August 2010. So let's check in to see if there's anyone else out there that would like to share. Is there anyone in the oxygen room or anyone that has raised their hand, Glenn?
Yes,
Yes, we've got caller 504-309. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
We say, Jerry, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to
happy
my brother.
Well, I don't know about New Year's resolution. I just want to keep safe and sound. That's all I want to do. And just stay alive for another day.
All right.
Okay. You right there. How did you spend your New Year?
Quiet and alone and watched the firecrackers go off and watched the fireworks and just went to sleep. I welcome the New Year in safe and sound. So I'm alive today.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. Peace, my brother. I like that.
I hear you.
Yeah, bring in
Hi, Henrietta. Happy New Year. And Shukesha, too, if she's there.
Very good.
Very
good. Is there anyone else that has... Oh, go ahead.
This is Henrietta again. I want to ask Nunu a question because a friend of mine told me that we were trying to find out why people, you know, they shoot in Chicago. They shoot, it sounds like Afghanistan at midnight here. Okay.
Why they shoot up? Why they shoot up in the air?
And my friend said it's a southern tradition. Can you talk about that?
It's been like this since the Civil War days.
Yeah.
It's been like this in New Orleans and Atlanta, in Shreveport and Baton Rouge since the Civil War days. You know, they didn't have firecrackers till the Chinese invited the fireworks, and then the houses in New Orleans are so close proximity to one another, so they banned the fireworks in the city of New Orleans. Now they have banned shooting in the air because the bullets that's coming back down to earth goes up with the same velocity as they do come down to with the same velocity, so they might kill somebody in the head, you know. So they stopped, they banned the shooting of the guns in the air, and they stopped the firecrackers. So now we got to do like they do in Times Square. Look at the fireworks out there going up in the air on the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Okay.
Because the houses are so old, they're so full of cypress and, you know, Katrina and all this other stuff. So these houses are abandoned, and they catch fire too quick, you know, from firecrackers.
Mm.
I know you heard about those 8 kids that got killed in the warehouse fire down here in New Orleans a week before.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, well, they were in the abandoned warehouse. They took a 55 metal drum to light a fire in to keep warm, and the sparks and the fire caught fire in the warehouse and killed them. Those kids were from out of town. They should have known. Well, they didn't know better. You know, they were trying to stay warm, so they lit up a fire in a 55-gallon steel drum, and the warehouse caught fire and killed them all.
You said these were kids?
Beg pardon?
You said these were kids? These are children?
No, these were teenagers from out of town.
Oh, okay.
Who came down to New Orleans to help, you know, rebuild New Orleans, and they didn't know better. So when they lit the fire in the drum, they just caught fire in that warehouse and killed them all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, and the city, the mayor feels kind of responsible for it because it was City Hall's Safety and Permit Division to inspect all these abandoned houses to keep those people out of there. And they didn't.
Someone needs to put their phone on mute.
Somebody's getting in the car, somebody's getting out of a car.
Yeah.
Well, back to as far as the New Year's resolution, there are, I know a lot of people are talking about one thing is getting fit. And I know in the declaration, we have part of, as far as when it says we stand for expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies,
responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies. Maintaining wellness of being in our bodies is a big one. And we always, I know that I will look at that and say, okay, I'm going to start eating healthy. I'm going to start buying fresh fruits and vegetables and do this and do that. And I actually started that. It wasn't on January 1st, but I actually started that. And I think that's something that I was looking at the 20 most popular New Year's resolutions, and that was number one. And then with that, what I heard was that how we always set ourselves up for failure. We set ourselves up saying, I'm going to start this, and this on the first. And ten times out of ten, it doesn't continue for the rest of the year. So in regards to the just relating it back to the declaration, there's nothing to do except be, like Henrietta was saying, be with what is now, sit in it, be with it, understand it, and then there will be a shift. And then during that time, that's when you'll determine what is best for you. And so eating right, nurturing your relationships, empowering our youth, whatever is in line with you, that's what will be best for you to do at the time.
You know, Jill, we've got I'm working on a project, it's called a 90-day enhancement project, and what it is basically putting some projects into place. And one of the things that we've discovered, and Oren, Byron, and myself have been kind of facilitating that conversation, there's about six people participating, but the thing that's interesting is that when you look at creating projects and creating new ways of being, you know, for example, one of my things is working on my health. And so one of the things that I've noticed about it is that it really is going to take me putting in some practices, putting in some things that I'm going to do on a weekly basis, not like once in a while, but actually looking at doing it, like, for example, walking a minimum of three times a week, you know, having a no-starch meal five times a week. You know, there's things that I'm looking to do to enhance my life. And some of the things, there are action items that you can take, but there are also practices that you can begin to do on a reoccurring basis that will help influence your life in the direction that you wanted to take it. So I just wanted to offer that up to our listeners.
Right. That's true. It like you said, it's a practice. It is a mindset, changing your mind based on how, for instance, you want to eat healthy. Well, the mindset is, okay, I need to, once I get these fresh fruits and vegetables, I can't just throw them in the microwave. I need to cut them up, put them in a bowl, you know, either juice it or put it in the refrigerator. It's like it's a lot of prep work. To have a healthy body, it's a lot of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of preparation. And it's just putting that time in. I figure I put my time into my work. I put my time into my relationship. I put my time into with my family. I got to put time with me if I want to be healthy. And that's a lot of work.
Well, it really is an investment. You're really investing in your well-being and your health.
That's right. It's an investment. That's perfect. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing about that is that I've learned, you know, from doing this year after year after year, the years that I progressed the most with that was the years that I did it. I took it to a spiritual level, what I consider a spiritual level, of loving myself exactly the way I am, you know, loving my body regardless of what size it is, you know, loving who I am regardless of what I think I did, you know, good and not so good. And that, to me, is the best thing that we can do, and it jumpstarts us for everything else. It's just, you know, like, it's just like the be with what is. is be with who you are, be with what size you are, be with how you look, be with how you do things. You
right.
know, just be with that. I mean, from a love space, or from a space of love, I should say.
Right.
And when we do that, then all of the other things are much easier to do, because when you love yourself, you eat right. You don't put junk in your body. You know, when you really love yourself to a greater degree than you've ever done it before, then you will get up and walk to a place rather than drive to a place. Or when you get to a place, you'll park further away so you can get more steps in. It's kind of like an automatic thing that occurs,
right.
you know.
And like you said, and I know Henrietta and I, we've talked a little bit in regards to health and things of that nature. And one thing that Henrietta told me to say to myself as a mantra was, I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. I am whole and complete. And when I say that, I do have a love for who I am at this present moment. I may not be a size 3, but my goal is I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy. And if being healthy gets me to a certain size, then that's fine too. But as of today, I am whole and complete, and I am okay with me. And that's, you know, to say that is powerful for me, because that was something that was difficult for me. But just to know that if you say that constantly, you say it, and then eventually you start believing it, I mean, that's a whole other level.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole other level, and it is a mindset. But it is work. Just like as far as the going to the annual conference, being a part of shares, everything in general, in regards to the International Black Summit, it is work. You get the tools and everything at the annual conference, but you have to use it as time goes on. You have to use it, and it's just like with the health of your being, the health of you. It's work. Everything is work. It doesn't just come with the snap of a finger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Is there anyone in the oxygen room, Jerry, that would like to share, or Glenn, has anyone else in their hand?
Let me check for you, my sister. Let me check for you. There's
okay.
anybody in the oxygen room that wants to make a comment about resolution of the new year? Going once? Going twice, going 3 times, back at you.
All right, Glenn, is there anyone that has raised their hand on the main line?
No one has raised their hand, and we've got 6 minutes left.
Okay, I know some people might want to make some announcements. I just want to remind our listeners that you can listen to the show. If you go to our website, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Black Summit. Again, to call in, we are on the air every Sunday at 8 Eastern Standard Time, and then we are off the air at 9:30. And you can call in at 646-716-9827, and we ask that you share this radio show and information with your friends, family, your coworkers. We have a great time on the show. We really would like for you to continue to tune in and listen to us. Okay,
what
does anyone have anything else? It's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we get off actually from 8 Eastern Standard Time to 9, and then we have an area from 9 to 9:30 where we just sit and we talk to one another. It's kind of a free-flowing conversation. We talk about what we discussed during the 8 to 9 hour, and we bring up other topics and other things in regards to what's on people's minds.
Thank you. And that 8 to 9 is on the radio, and the 9 to 9:30, or 8 to 8:30 if you're in Chicago, or Midwest, I should say, or in the Central Standard Zone, excuse me.
Right.
it's in the oxygen room. And what's that number, Jerry?
I thought you'd never ask. is 218-862-6420. PIN number, like my sister Jill said, 797-4834#. 9 o'clock to 9:30 PM Eastern Time, Central, 8 o'clock to 8:30 Pacific Time, 5 o'clock to 5:30 Pacific Time.
Yeah. And thank you, Jill. Jill, can
yes.
I share one other thing really quick?
Yes, please do.
I think this is such a good example, like what the talk show team is doing tonight. We started off with the newest host, all right, on our team. And, you know, I think that's a good way to go into the new year by doing something new, doing something that we've never done before. You know, just doing it. Doing something that we've never, ever done before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's true. I like that.
Yeah. Go
there. This has definitely been a great experience. And, again, for all your listeners, we encourage you to go to the annual event in Chicago this year because you never know. It could be you hosting the blog talk radio show with International Black Summit.
Mm-hmm.
So Jerry, do you have an announcement that you'd like to make?
Yeah, definitely. And go more on your point. I let people know already, Henrietta and Glenn. I was just a listener. And look where I am right now, part of the team. Okay. I got an upcoming special show coming up this Wednesday of my own conference call show named JT MVP, Thinking for Ourselves. And we're going to talk about the 7 principles of Kwanzaa. How could each principle could transform our life throughout the year? Because Kwanzaa was from the 26th of
December
to the new year. But what I'm doing, I'm taking it to the next level. How could we take each of the 7 principles of Kwanzaa could motivate our life, could transform our life 365 days out of the year, and call promptly 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time Wednesday. And that number is 160. This is the show number. This is 1-605-475-4001. The PIN number is 103-7190#. Now, if you cannot call show, if there's a callback number you want to call afterwards, this is the callback number. That number is 1-605-475-4009. It's the same access code, but you press the pound button twice. Call them. This Wednesday coming up. You want to like to transform. You want to be a positive force in your community. Let's see. We could take each of these 7 principles to apply in our life and expand our vision. Again, JT, MVP, Thinking for Ourselves. Thank you so much, Joe.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, is there anyone else that would like to share before we close out?
You've got 46 seconds, Joe.
Okay, well, I just want to thank everyone for listening, and we hope that you will join us again next Sunday. And thank you so much, and we hope that you have a wonderful week. And, again, Happy New Year. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you in the Oxygen Room.
All right.
All right. Thanks to you.
Peace.
Peace.
All right.
Peace and blessing.
Yes.
Hello, welcome to the Oxygen Room.
Welcome.
How are you?
Has arrived.
Hello, welcome to the Oxygen Room. Hey, Jerry.
Yes, I'm here.
Has arrived.
Hello, welcome to the Oxygen Room.